This is our your prayers this morning again. I'll write a word on the board here. On the board, one word, and it is attitude. And we'll just ask the question, when you first hear that word or see that word, usually, just like it is, attitude, usually there's a little negative connotation to that, isn't it? Now, I wrote it in red intentionally, just to emphasize a little bit, but attitude, generally speaking, when just used by itself, it's not such a positive, encouraging, wonderful, beautiful thing. Because there's all kinds of attitudes. And sadly, I think, unfortunately, there's more, if you could say, negative type of attitudes than there are positive. But my burden this morning is not just on attitude. However, I do want to cover that, but there's a part two to it that we want to get to. But I want to first cover just attitude in itself, again, generally expressed in a negative way. Perhaps those that drive with their vehicles, have a driver's license, and I think we could probably all agree, especially those that are, say, over 30 or 40 years old, that have been driving for a while, we could all probably agree that more people have attitudes while driving than they used to. Say, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago. And there's a popular term for that. It's called road rage. And, of course, it wasn't too long ago, just recently, was traveling down the highway and passed some folks we knew, and they, while we were talking to them on the phone, they were kind of distracted a little bit, and like, just to give you a heads up, there's someone coming up your direction ahead of you, ahead of them, towards me, that expressed quite an attitude towards them. Because traffic wasn't flowing right, and they were all, anyway. And sure enough, they get up to us, and they kind of did as, not the same thing, but demonstrated an attitude. And to add to that, he was on his phone, so there was different things that were, made that a little more complex. But the point is, when we live everyday life, you go into the grocery store, or go into, a hardware store, or even on the job, a lot of folks have an attitudes. And I've had the opportunity to work in the retail industry. And when you deal with customers on a regular basis, coming in and out, hundreds of them maybe in a day, you get to see quite a variety of attitudes. And in fact, there were some that were repeat customers, and but yet they carried with them this attitude every single time they came in the store. In fact, when they would come in, we kind of look at each other and like, okay, here they are again, you know. But thankfully, there are those that don't have the bad attitudes or the negative attitudes, and that, of course, makes it a lot better. But I want to consider this fact. There's one thing for someone to have an attitude, a negative attitude, a bad attitude, and to hold it within. But when people make those attitudes public, when they demonstrate them, and they let you know how they're thinking or what they're feeling, and that's when things start taking it's a more of a challenge for everyone. It's something about it when it's expressed, it's like, it's contagious. I know I've shared this before, but I'm going to share it again. I remember years ago when I was just a young man starting on my job, And there was a, we had a boss that basically, however he came into the office that morning, he's the one that kind of set the tone for everyone in that office. And you could tell when he came in and he's throwing stuff around and slamming doors and grumbling and like, everybody just kind of hunkers down like, oh boy. But the times he come in and kind of, you know, whistling and chipper, hey, how are you doing? You know, and that type of like, oh, we're going to have a good day, you know. And I was just a young man. And so it was a new experience for me in a public job. And was able to learn a lot about that. Because truly, one person can set the tone for many folks. And we know that's true. I'm preaching to the choir here, so to speak. But the point is, these attitudes, there is something we can do to assist. And I want to change something up here. I should say add to. Now, I added one word up above attitude. I added the word thankful. You know, that is like magic. That is like a beautiful song. That is like a beautiful bouquet of flowers to the women, if you could say it that way. Or like a luscious ribeye steak dinner to a man, if you can say it that. But the point is, a thankful attitude is a breath of fresh air to everyone. And it also has a great effect on everyone in the room or everyone in the office. It really does. So the challenge is, which do we choose? And you know, every day we choose. Are we just going to have an attitude? Are we going to have a thankful attitude? There is other ways you could express it. Maybe a grateful attitude, a positive attitude, many other forms. But I want to focus on a thankful attitude this morning. And as I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of folks out there, especially with the pressures of life. And it seems like everything is just going harder and faster and quicker and tougher and you name it. It's life. In 2017, it's life. And a lot of pressures, a lot of stresses. And these plain old attitudes are really easy to come out. Whether it's, whether it's attitudes of, well, sometimes folks are just simply grumpy for whatever. Something didn't go their way or they spilled their drink on them. Those things happen. Or just simply unappreciative. And they get something like, oh, they just take it and go on their way. It's like, are you okay? words of, you know, compliment, no gratitude, no nothing. And there's some folks that are just plain old angry. It's like they're just mad at the world. And maybe there's some really deep things that they've had to deal with in their life that has prompted them to be that way more than others, but just angry. And then there's folks that are bitter, just bitter at life, bitter at other people, bitter at God, bitter at whatever. Just, but it's attitudes. And as I mentioned earlier, these things, it seems like, are so easy to, I'm going to use this phrase, go public. Okay? In other words, it's like, we're going to tell the whole world. We're going to let everyone know about this attitude. I want to read a scripture in Psalms 100. Psalms 104. And talking about public. Again, it's so easy just to just let things happen, whether it's your actions or your words, of just how you're feeling. It's difficult to cover up. It's difficult to hide, difficult to suppress sometimes. But that is something, as I believe, as we go along in life, it's more than just a physical maturity. However, that is part of it. Because, quite frankly, little toddlers or those that can't even walk, and they can't even talk necessarily, but they will let you know when they're hungry. They'll let you know when something's hurting, or when they're hot, or when they're cold, or whatever. They're going to let you know. They're just going to, you know. As you get older, kind of, you know, there's some words that can be added to it. But then, if as time goes on, you learn that sometimes it's best just to not say anything and keep that to yourself. But there's also a spiritual maturity side of it. Because you can actually train yourself in a literal sense just to think a certain way and say certain things and act a certain way. And that's good. But do you realize that there can still be something within you that is just eating and gnawing at you? There can be an attitude that can ultimately still destroy you. And I'm not going to go down that path necessarily this morning, because the focus is going public. And that is, a lot of folks do that. But here we have thinking of a thankful attitude, going public with that. Now I want to read a scripture in Psalms 100, as I mentioned, in verse 4. It says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name." That's what it's talking about, is going public. Going into the sanctuary, into the temple, the tabernacle, wherever, and letting not just God know verbally, but anyone else that may be in the gates or the courts around there. And it's okay, and it's a good thing. And God wants us to do that. But it says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name." Now let's be honest with ourselves. We probably don't all feel like doing that all the time, do we? And I'll just give a little quick little example. Not too long ago, I remember it had rained, and walked up on our back porch, and I'd repaired and actually put a new roof on the whole house and the porch, and did some patching and different things years back, and even replaced some of the wood in the porch and got it all fixed. Everything is good. But recently walked up on the porch and it was raining, and I saw this big old wet spot on the concrete on the back porch. And yeah, it's leaking. And I've known that it had been leaking a little bit, but it's like it's really, you know, starting to leak. And one of the first things that, you know, comes to your mind is like, you know. A thankful attitude is not the first thing that comes to your mind. But you know, I had to stop myself and think just a little bit. And of some folks that have recently lost their houses to fires. Some to hurricanes. Some to tornadoes. You name it. And they have nothing. Exactly. They didn't have a back porch to leak. I at least have one. And it was just amazing. Just that simple little pause. And the Lord just kind of dropped. He's like, at least you have a house. At least you have a back porch. And you know, I had to stop. And I'm like, yes, Lord, thank you. Because I can still fix that porch. I can still patch that up. I don't have to go buy a new one, or, you know, whatever the case is. And that's just a simple little example. But how many times in life we can be going through life and maybe watching and observing other people, because we are humans, okay? It's not like, we don't see anyone, we don't know. You recognize and you see other people and their lives. And there are times when it's so easy, and that's why the scripture says it's not wise to compare yourselves among yourselves. This is one example. Because it's so easy, and the devil will use this as a little foothold and a wedge, that we could be thinking, you know what? I got it so bad. And I got this problem and this, and I look over here and that person or those folks over there, they got it so easy and everything's just peachy with them, you know. And then here, look what I have to deal with. And then, guess what? Then you start going down the whole long list of things that are bad, that are ugly, that are difficult, that are challenging, that are terrible, that are, you name it, it's just like, well, I'm just, and then, well, you know, where'd the thankful attitude go? And you know, this is not, I guess you could say maybe we're a month early. It's not Thanksgiving. But I think this is something good for all of us to be reminded of. That yes, we have to deal with everyday life. And everyday life is not going to come to screeching halt as soon as we have this thankful attitude. And everything's not just going to be perfect and wonderful, you know, 10 minutes later. Because I have this wonderful, beautiful, thankful attitude. No. It doesn't necessarily change your circumstances. It changes your heart. It changes your perspective, you see. And that's why in the scripture says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Notice the next verse. For the Lord is good. You know what, dear ones? That's something that will never change. Our circumstances will change. Our experiences in life will change. All those things are going to change around us. But the fact that the Lord is good, that will never change, you see. And for that fact alone, we can have a thankful attitude. That God has had mercy upon me to give me life, to give me breath. That I can get up in the morning and walk around. I can use my fingers. I can use my eyes, my ears, my mouth, all those things. I can function. Having a very thankful and grateful attitude to the Lord because He is good. And He is worthy to be praised. It says, for the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Another thing to be thankful for. That God didn't stop loving us the first time we messed up. The first time we didn't understand something. You know, how is it sometimes, let's be honest with ourselves here this morning, we're trying to explain something to somebody and they just don't get it. Or they just don't care. And you try over and over like, okay, and they don't give you any response and they don't like, it's just kind of this, they don't really care, or like, whatever, you know. And like, well, think about that. How many times has God done that for His creation, for mankind? Went overboard with His love and His mercy, trying to explain. He gave us His Word. He sent us His Holy Spirit. He's given us all kinds of examples, testimonies, living testimonies and examples of folks that prove the Bible is true and live before us and demonstrating in everyday life that you can live saved. You can live above sin. You can be happy in the Lord and all these things. And yet people will just continually go on and plug through life and go, And that's the attitude they have. And the Lord's saying, hello. Oh, Lord, help us to have a thankful attitude because the Lord is good. Because His mercy ever endureth for us. You think about, folks, you know, life, as I mentioned earlier, can be difficult. And no doubt, we've heard of testimonies of folks that have really, they really had things, maybe in their childhood or early adult or whatever, that just one reverse after another. And through all of that, yet they will come out with this thankful attitude. And you know, I've had to sit back and kind of scratch my head and think, how did they do that? You know, it is possible. The scripture says, with God it is impossible. With man it's impossible. But with God it's possible that we can have a thankful attitude. And we can give praise and thanks to the Lord with a positive attitude. Okay? and not just going through the actions or through the motions, but that it's a real, true, heartfelt thanks and gratitude to the Lord for all that He has done for us, all that He has spared us from. Well, I remember not too long ago, it happened to be on the back porch again. Stepped out on the back porch and just kind of stood there on the steps and just kind of looking out over the field. And I don't know how, maybe other folks can relate to this too, but it just, there was just something about it that some things I saw and other little thoughts kind of came to mind. It took me back to when I was a little carefree boy. And I don't know if it was looking at the trees, remembering climbing up through the trees, you know, or running through the field, you know, just doing, you know, being carefree or whatever. And it just took me back for a little bit. And I just stood there and just kind of relished the thoughts and thought, you know, I've had a good life. God's been good to me because I have some wonderful memories. I have some things I can reflect on and be thankful and grateful that God allowed in my life, that God worked for me in my life. And yes, quite honestly, I think we'd all go around the room and we can think of maybe some great challenging things we faced maybe in our childhood or even in adulthood. But you know what? Let's not allow those things to overshadow the good things. In fact, I want to take the time just for a little bit here. There's a song in our book, the Blue Book, I'm sorry, number 39. It's a familiar song, and I want to sing just a verse or two of that. And the song, the title of the song is Count Your Blessings. Name them one by one. And let's just sing the first verse. I think will be adequate. But it's amazing how, and this is where I'm headed with this. It's amazing how things can tune your hearts. Okay? And I'll get to that point here in a little bit after we sing verse 1 of number 39, please.
With all my diligence and desire, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings.
Thank you. So I want to start with that. And I know I've shared this before too. Just a very simple thought, a very simple practice. But I encourage all of us that when we are faced with difficult times and when we want to have just an attitude written in red, okay, emphasis on that, I challenge us, get out a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper or get out your phone or on your computer and start typing up a list of blessings, a list of good things, a list of things to be thankful for, and just go and just type or just write. I challenge you to do that because it is amazing what you'll come up with. And you know, that is not the cure or the perfect remedy, but it's something that sure does help. Because it gets your mind thinking on who? God. Because He's the giver of all good things. He's the giver of life. Of all blessings, they come from the Lord. The devil sure doesn't give them. Oh, and there may be some people that give them. But they come and go, you know. And sometimes there's ulterior motives behind it. But you know what? From God, it says, give thanks to Him because He is good. He's good all the time. You don't have to worry about any ulterior motives or any shady deals with Him. But know write a list. It can do wonders for a person. And I want to add to that, I mentioned about how things can, you can get your hearts tuned into having a thankful attitude. And that other thing is songs. Positive songs. Just like the one we got through singing. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Be detailed about them if you have to. It can start with one main blessing, and then maybe there's 10 or 15 or 20 little blessings from this one big blessing, you see. Name them all out. Make an outline of them. It's good. It's good practice. But the songs, oh, I tell you, find some good encouraging songs to listen to. Not the ones that talk about the humdrum and the challenge and the what did you say, the ugliness of life. We have enough of those reminders around us. We don't need to be feeding that to our minds and our ears and our hearts. That'll just give us that red-looking attitude. But if we start feeding our thoughts and our minds with good things, positive things, beautiful things, it can do wonders. And another thing, you know, this is just another little tip or little trick. In this modern day and age, digital photos and videos that can be taken of your family or of occasions or whatever are on the rise. We all have tons of them, especially now that our phones can do a lot of that now. But you know, I think it's a good thing to even go back and look at old photos. And it's good to reminisce. And yes, maybe there are some painful memories. I understand that and I get that. But you know, there's also some good things that God can use to remind us of how faithful He... Because here's what happens. I'm a visual type of person anyway. And when I see a photo, it may be 5 years ago, it may be 20 years ago, it may be 30 years ago, whatever it is, I can see that photo and it will trigger, just like that, all kinds of things. And Lord, help us that we find things like that that can fill our hearts and minds with His goodness and with His gratitude and thankfulness towards Him. How He's had mercy upon us, how He's answered prayers and done all these things for us. Of course, it reminds me of the scripture, the all familiar scripture in Philippians 4 and 8. And I just want to read these again. It says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." You know, the devil would have us to think on all the opposite, okay? And that comes natural. That's easy to do. But I want us to be reminded again this morning. I want to go back to the scripture, back in Psalms. I want us to practice going public with a thankful attitude. It can do amazing things. And you know, no doubt we all have. And we like the results, don't we? But it's so easy to get off track and to lose our focus because life will happen. And life will throw us some curveballs. And at times it may feel like God has even forgotten us. It's obvious maybe other folks have forgotten. And then sometimes it feels like God has, but has He forgotten us? No. Because the scripture says, "For the Lord is good." He hasn't forgotten us. If anyone has treated you good and treated you well, have they ever forgotten you? Let's think about this for a little bit. Maybe you had a birthday. Maybe you had an anniversary. Or maybe you had a special occasion, a special event on the job or something special you accomplished in your life. And maybe there's someone, a close acquaintance, a friend or a family or whoever. And have you ever just anticipated them asking about whatever event or whatever You know what I'm saying? And you're anticipating, and it's like, they forgot. And it never comes up. And they never say, they never, and you're thinking, well, they kind of let me down. I know they still love me, but they kind of let me down, you know. I want to tell you something. God does not forget. He never forgets. It says, "Is our names are engraven in His hands." He knows who, He knows our name. He knows our address. He knows exactly what we're thinking about right now. And beyond that, He knows exactly what we're struggling with right now. And He knows exactly what we've had some victories in. He knows some things that we've accomplished. He knows some things that we've left undone. He knows everything about us, as Psalmist David said. He knows our uprisings. He knows when we get up. He knows when we lay down. He knows everything about us. Because God is good. And it says here, His mercy is everlasting. And just those two things alone are enough to have a thankful attitude. And you know what's amazing? I alluded to this earlier. We've seen folks that have gone through great opposition or great loss or great challenges in life. And yet in the end, they say, God is good. Or yet in the end, they thank the Lord. And they have a grateful and thankful attitude to all those around them that have done, you know, and I'm like, how do they do that? You know what? They've been practicing something. You know, you've heard the old saying, practice makes perfect. I remember when I was younger, learning to play. I played the cello in school. And I noticed something. There were a few other students that took private lessons. I didn't. My only practice was at school. But there were some that took some private lessons. And I took notice. And I'm like, wow, they're really good. You know, I could have accomplished the same thing if I would have took the initiative to say, you know what? Went back and told my mama, hey, you know what? I want some private lessons here. And you know, another example, speaking of lessons, my mother was a piano teacher all my life. Amazing. And yes, I actually took some lessons from her. Some. I didn't pursue it. I didn't continue it. And there's some other folks I know that are my age and older that they kind of started playing the piano about the same time. And now I listen to them play. I'm like, wow, that's impressive. And I got thinking, you know what? I maybe could have kind of hung with them a little bit too if I would have kept that up. I had the perfect prime opportunity right there before me. But no, I didn't take advantage of it. And you know, it goes the same with a thankful attitude and a thankful heart. If we don't practice that day in and day out, and we're content just to stick with the attitude, you practice just an attitude, and guess what? You're going to get really good at it. If you can say there's such a thing as good at it. But if you practice a thankful and a grateful attitude, you know what? You can get good at that too. To where it becomes just second nature. I've seen some folks talking about playing the piano. I've seen some folks sit down at a piano. Maybe they hadn't played in months for whatever reason. And even a guitar. I've noticed some that... And then all of a sudden they sit down. It's like they just come alive. I'm thinking, how do they do that? There was something behind it, you see. They put in some work and effort way back there. All right. And they kept it up, and it was still there. And it came out publicly, you see, a live demonstration of what a person can accomplish. And that's where I want all of us to start practicing this thankful attitude, where it starts coming out publicly. Yes, it starts just individually and giving thanks to the Lord. Then it goes to our home life. Then it goes to the congregation. Then it goes to the workplace, at school, in the grocery store, driving down the road, you name it. having a thankful attitude is something that doesn't happen overnight. It's something you train, you learn, you practice. Okay? You put some effort into it. Because if you don't, what comes easy and what comes natural is just the old attitude. And I mentioned earlier the example when I was on the job as a young man. You know, I'm thankful I had some good bosses in my life too. Because they were the ones that taught me. Those are the ones I refer, and I'll talk about it to my boys and to my wife. I'll refer back to them frequently. I remember such and such, this boss, and how good they were to me. And they had a positive attitude. They had a thankful attitude. They were walking by and thanking me for my work. Not walking by going, you know, and kind of like, oh, you know. But no, they had a positive impact on me. And I've never forgot it. And guess what? I share that with my family. You see? You see how that spreads? And it becomes public in another aspect. The positive impact we can have on others is also going public. Okay? But it's up to us. We are the ones that choose. And we are the ones that decide. Are we just going to have an attitude? Are we going to have a thankful attitude? We're not forced either way. God allows us the privilege to choose. And God allows us the privilege, the opportunity to come even to these worship. That's what this, again, a part of what this scripture is talking about. And into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Even coming to worship services. This is a privilege God has provided us to come here and openly give thanks for what he has done for us. And to praise his wonderful name for his goodness to us, his mercies to us, that we were not consumed, as the scripture says in Lamentations. And so many things, the list can go on and on. And I think of the story, you remember the story of the 10 lepers? And how they were healed. And only one turned back to thank the Lord. And the question was, where are the nine? The majority of them just continued on. Maybe they were happy and ecstatic, and I'm sure they were, as they were being healed, like, wow, woo, you know. But only one turned back around and said, thank you. You know what? That's a challenge to me. I think that's a challenge to all of us, that we be the one that turn around to the Lord and not just privately or just, I want to think, okay, but no, openly express it to the Lord and to others. Thank you, Lord. You've been so good to me. And I don't deserve all your blessings. But Lord, thank you and thank you again. This is something I believe that we all need to practice going public with. You pray for me that I would do likewise.